Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking this your day off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by my partner in radio, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And we are joined right now by our great friend, Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
Good to have you here. And I am talking to you, not just the bunny. I swear I'm talking to both of you. I promise. Madison, please, if you wouldn't mind introducing our pet of the week.
Our pet of the week this week is going to be Squash. Squash is a little Polish lionhead mix. We had a little bit of an oopsie where we took in a mom with three baby bunnies, and we put her in foster because the babies were not old enough. Well, we did not realize that the males and females were not separated before the mom was brought in with her babies. Mom popped out six more babies four days later.
Yeah.
So we have currently nine bunnies. Two of the first litter were adopted. We still have one from the remaining litter. We have mom, and we have six more babies, and then we have a Californian bunny. So we do have lots of baby bunnies available for adoption right now. My best guess on breed, again, is that lionhead Polish mix. Mom looks like a Polish. I'm guessing the dads were lionhead because the six babies that popped out were all some sort of poofy little lionhead mane mixes. Little Squash here is the only one out of the litter that has blue eyes. So we have blue eyes. We're a little bit of a brown and white color pattern, and we're just a very sweet little baby bunny. But these guys are 2 months old, and they've all been spayed and neutered, and they are ready for adoption.
Of all the animals you've brought in, I've never wanted to take one home more. But I've had a lot of different bunnies, and I've never had a lionhead one, and there's something about them that is just so, I love them. And this little guy is so sweet. Madison, I came in the studio, and Madison put him in my hands right away, and how calm and sweet he was right away. It reminded me and made me think, as common as dogs and cats are for people out there, rabbits not as much. And just if we could for a moment, Madison, talk a little bit about what it is to have a bunny in the house, what it is to have a rabbit, and how similar it is to a dog or a cat, while being different, certainly. Bunnies are so self-reliant in many ways, and I think that is a benefit for a lot of people out there that may have busier schedules than that. They certainly do need a bit of your attention, but maybe not as much attention. And there's other things that I think are a real, real benefit to people that may want a pet, but they may need a little less, dog constantly over them or that kind of thing.
Yeah, so rabbits are one of the part of the small animals that essentially can be in a cage. They sometimes prefer their cage, sometimes they don't. Rabbits are also interesting because you can have them as house rabbits. You don't necessarily have to have them as a cage animal. They can have the room to roam, and there's so many different styles of pet ownership with rabbits where, sure, they can live in a cage and they can be perfectly content in a cage, and that's their happy, safe spots, or they could have an entire room to themselves. Rabbits, too, will live as long as dogs and cats. That is definitely a very big thing that a lot of people don't understand. As they get a rabbit, they think it's going to live till five and then it's going to die. No. Rabbits can live between 8 to 10 years old. I had a rabbit. Mine was 11 before he passed. So it's one of those things that a lot of people think that they are a very short lifespan, where they are a longer lifespan. With rabbits in the care, they are very easy pets to own. They're very good first-time pets to own as well. The bond that you can have with rabbits, my rabbit that I had previously, he used to play fetch. We had a stuffed hedgehog. That was his favorite thing in the world. He'd play fetch with it. That was his favorite thing. So they are very smart creatures as well. They like that enrichment just as much as a dog and cat could.
Yeah.
But the other side of that, too, you can go away for a weekend and still make sure that they have food and water, and they will be perfectly content, similar to a cat. So rabbits are just really good first-time pets because they're very docile, they're very gentle, and they're really good for at least kids learning to how to own a pet, that kind of thing.
It's a perfect pet for that. Maybe fish are a little close to that, but I think rabbits are a perfect pet for a young person, especially because of those factors you mentioned there. And just one thing to piggyback on that, very similar to dogs and cats to a degree, but they're such a perfect animal in between cats and dogs. The things that you mentioned there about cats, that they have similarities, and to me, they have a very dog instinct of empathy. A rabbit just seems to know when you want to buy it, when you want to pet it. And they are empathetic, and they want pets sometimes and will come by you for them. Not as much as a dog might, but very similar to that.
Rabbits are just, they're fantastic pets, though. I mean, even if it's something, too, like you want to get your kid into 4-H or FFA or things like that, that's what I did growing up. I had 8 rabbits, I had 11 rabbits. I had 11 rabbits over 8 years. And I raised rabbits for FFA and 4-H. And I would take them. And it was a really good thing for me to get into as a kid, because I would take my rabbits and I get to go show them. I get to work on my progress. I get to groom them. I get to show a lot of my hard work throughout the year of raising my rabbits, and got to take them and show off their skills. Oh. Yeah, sure. Sometimes some were a little overweight and they didn't meet the classification, so they got disqualified. But it was a really good fun thing to keep me active, where I was able to join that little group and I was able to work with that group and get my rabbits involved, and it was something I could show off.
That's very cool. I don't know, I'm sure you have seen the reports. I'm not sure if everybody else has out there. Our humane societies around the country are in a really rough spot right now. There's an overflux of animals coming to many of them. Ours isn't that different. We've certainly had that locally. We want to reach out every time, any chance we get, to encourage you to help out with the Humane Society. We've got a couple of opportunities for you to do that. Not everybody can donate or adopt an animal, but almost everybody out there can be a part of some of these things that Madison and I are about to talk about, and shew us the love. I gotta love saying that. Southwick County Humane Society has this great opportunity for you to drop off gently worn and used shoes.
Yep. So we are working with an organization out of Florida that works with disaster relief. With that, we are collecting shoes. We collect shoes for a nonprofit. They help out a nonprofit, so they will pay us for the shoes that we collect. We were supposed to end that on August 4th. We are going to actually collect all the way to the end of August, because they're not sending a truck till September, so they are allowing us to continue to collect. Last count I had was about 60 bags is what we have, so we're still needing about 40 bags to go.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that, everybody. You know, and all this is doing is freeing up room in your closet for new shoes. It's a great cause, and we don't want to miss that or anything, but new shoes, people. That's let's focus on and we can do two things at once. You can focus on both of those. They're both really good things. Also coming up, and I did want to mention as well, you can drop those shoes off here as well. We'll get them to Madison and the gang over there if that happens. If it's easier for you to drop them off here, just get them to us. You know, we'll get them to get Madison and the gang over there. You guys have a great one coming up, Madison. I really like this idea. A garage sale vaccine clinic coming up August 12th, and you guys are hosting this at the Southwick County Humane Society building.
Yes, so we have started for the last 2 years to do a garage sale of gently used pet items for people that, maybe you don't want to spend $15 on a dog bowl. Okay, we have plenty of them. Dog clothes, collars, leashes, carriers, crates, etc. So we try to do it more of a low-cost garage sale for people that are in need of pet supplies. We get a lot of things donated, and sometimes we can't always use them in the shelter environment. So how about a good way to pay it back to the community of something that is, hey, we have the supplies. If you need it, here you go. The other part with that is our vaccine clinic. So obviously our vet clinics in the area are all very booked out right now. With that, we are trying to do a service with our vaccine clinic to be able to do our rabies vaccines, our distemper vaccines, and microchipping. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, we are doing pre-registrations on our website. If you do not pre-register, you can show up between 10 and 11 on Saturday. And as long as you were in line before 11 a.m., we will still take you for that day. But we are doing a shorter time frame this time, so we're not taking up our vet's time and not doing that much for him, just because he doesn't have that much time as well. So we're only doing an hour time frame. If we go a little over an hour, not the end of the world.
Really do appreciate that, vet, all the volunteers and your staff over there for doing something like this. You're right, there is a need for this, and it's great that not only we are offering it, but that you saw that. I think that's really key to this. And the garage sale, we love garage sales. Love garage sales around here, so that's always a good idea. And be sure to bookmark the Aquatic Park Dog Days August 21st at the Aquatic Center. That is going to be a fun event. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it, but one of our favorite, even if you don't go to the park, just hearing the park that day, like around there, is so much fun.
It's a blast every year.
Before we wrap up, Madison, and I have to make the great decision of if I'm going to take that buddy from you or not, I did want to send a shout out to you guys and your website. You got a new webpage and it looks amazing.
We have a fabulous volunteer IT team that want to stay anonymous. They don't want to be known who they are. We've been working on this project for the last 2 years of redoing our website, making it more accessible for people on their phones, making it overall a cleaner page, and updating a lot of of things that needed to be done. So we are so ecstatic that it is finally launched. We still are working out a couple technical errors, but so far it looks phenomenal. Our adapt page is a lot better. Our application processes are a lot easier to do. So we are so ecstatic for it, and we love it.
And it's still the same old web address that it's always been, swchs.com. You go there, it'll pop right up. And yeah, I love that it's got visuals of the area.
Yep.
I just like that. It's a really nice touch. It's a really good job by them. So please thank them. We appreciate that kind of stuff.
Will do.
Appreciate you, Madison. And thank you. And thank you, Squash. Thank you, Squash. I love you, Squash. I love you. I got a decision to make here. We are going to have Madison back with us next Thursday, but thanks again for being here, Madison.
Thank you for having me.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, how can they get in touch with you best?
Yeah, they can look us up on the website and fill out the contact us form at swchs.com. They can give us a call over at the shelter otherwise at 715-423-0505.
We're going to talk more about this a little bit later, Madison, but in our good stories of the day, the City of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking a new dog park name.
Yep.
Are you going to get in on this?
We actually have a bucket at the shelter, so yes. If people want to vote, yes. We will have the slips and the bucket there, so if you feel free, you want to stop by, you can fill out a form there.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. You guys are so good. That's so good. We'll meet you over there, and thanks again, Madison.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with entertainment news and more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Got some good stuff to get into right now with entertainment, but just another big shout out to our good friend Madison and our good friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. That was a lot of fun. Find out more by messaging them at swchs.com. You can find out more just going to their webpage. Let's get into some entertainement news now, Melissa.
And
everybody's got a streaming service. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. There's
Pretty
a
much.
Billion of them out there now. And now NASA's getting in on it.
Ooh.
Yeah. NASA Plus is coming sometime later this year, and it's going to be free with no commercials.
Awesome.
And what will you get with NASA Plus? Well, you'll get to fly in a rocket ship. No.
Virtually.
What they will offer is live coverage of things like rocket launches plus original video series. A NASA administrator says, quote, "We're putting space on demand and at your fingertips with NASA's new streaming platform. Transforming our digital presence will help us better tell the stories of how NASA explores the unknown in air and space, inspired through discovery and innovatives for the benefit of humanity. NASA awesome. Plus will be available as an app on Apple TV, Fire TV, Roku, and on the web."
That's great.
What is a way to make sure that we are getting the younger generations looking up?
Give it to them for free.
Yeah. Streaming, giving it to them for free. Like, just great idea by NASA. This is a very, very good idea. I don't know how popular it'd be, but when you're doing something like this, I guarantee that they're smart enough to where they have worked this out, and they're not doing this to try to be the next billionaires. They're not doing this for those kind of reasons or anything. This is about awareness. This is about getting people to care about us going to space again, and a lot of that. Some of that has died out. Melissa, we have proof now. There are UFOs. We've got all this, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. If it had been the day the Earth stood still and we had, it showed up at Washington, D.C. and, pops out and everything, maybe then. But I don't know. It's funny to hear some of our greatest minds talk about this and how nobody's talking about this. Nobody cares. It's as if because it wasn't like the movies, people didn't care as much. They were expecting Independence Day. They were expecting to be invaded, or something like that. And where not because it wasn't those things. Like there's almost a disappointment. Like I don't know what it is. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, Hollywood can, or the movies can make things into something, set up expectations for us. When we don't have those expectations come through, it's like, well, whatever.
One of my favorite singer-songwriters in the game, in music industry, and certainly that I've seen them twice live, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. He had an interesting take on bands that refuse to perform their hits live. Josh says, quote, "I understand that I'm always going to play No One Knows because I still like playing that song, and that's something that's an agreement with the audience." I assume that this is a part of coming here to see us, and here you go. Acting like a song that a lot of people like is a burden is just a strange reaction to the gift that your fans have given you. Seems like an odd reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this. I've got a lot of respect for him for a lot of different reasons. But one of the biggest, so every concert they do, I saw them in two different shows, and they were about a year and a half apart. And I thought it was really weird because at one point in the show, and they were the opening act for both. I saw them before the Chili Peppers, and I saw them open up for Nine Inch Nails. And with both times, there was a moment where they're doing a song, and in the middle of the song, Josh stops and points into the audience and says, "Hey, you, knock it off. Quit hurting that person," or something like that. He does this on purpose. He will point out, like, there's usually a group of young women or something like that in the crowd, and they are usually getting roughed up or something like that. So he has actually a point in his stage show where he will call attention to this so that the security team knows to keep an eye on it.
That's
the kind of guy this guy is. He's also one of the hardest rockers I've ever seen live. An incredible guitar player and stuff. I love this. This is, to me, the essence of art. You know, I am all for creatives and musicians owning their music and getting paid their music. Now, on the fan level, though, you got to get over yourself at some point.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to play your hits, that's your business and more power to you, but don't be surprised when people don't want to come to your shows.
Right.
And the amount of money that they are charging for these shows nowadays, not only you better play the hits, I want to hear you do it live. I didn't come to see you dance. I didn't come to see you because, well, they're an amazing dancer. No, I came to see you because I love your song. Play the damn song.
Like, right, it's the song that made you famous. You better be willing to play it.
If I am an actor doing a live Broadway play and I choose not to do the monologue for Hamlet or something like that, I got a feeling pretty much people are going to walk out. what are you doing? Like, that's have an understanding about his sentence there, an agreement with the audience. I think that is a key part of this.
Yeah.
He gets it. He understands that the reason that people are paying all this money, that thousands of people show up to the stadium, is because they like his music, and sometimes in a particular song.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of pushing against that is just one of the more silly things.
Well, I'm just sick of playing that song, so we're going to skip it this time.
Yeah, I mean...
No.
I don't begrudge you being tired of playing a song. That I have no issue with. I get that. I worked in classic rock for 9 years. I know what it's like to play the same song over and over and over.
but that's not your choice. You know, it's not up to you, really.
Right. Yes. Yes. Right, Melissa. It's not. Your fans pick the playlist, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with leaning into that. And these artists that think that they're bigger than their fans, you're not going to last very
long.
You're wrong. Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
I come back to John Waters. And no, don't worry bothering me about an autograph. You're the reason I'm eating at the fancy restaurant. Come and sit down. have some of my samples here, my appetizers or something. I don't know. A lot of talk recently about James Gunn and Peter Safran taking over DC Studios and what's going to happen with a lot of the current superheroes that they have lined up. We've already heard that Henry Cavill is no longer going to play Superman, and there's some other roles that are going to be recast. Marvel is going through a little of this too. But have no fear, one actor is staying intact. Wonder Woman got shelved by James Gunn and Peter Safran when they took over DC Studios, but it sounds like that was just temporary. They have had a couple of meetings with Gal Gadot, and Gal Gadot has come out and said, quote, "From what I heard from James and Peter, there is going to be a Wonder Woman 3.
All right.
I love portraying Wonder Woman. It's close to my heart and dear to my heart, and I will be playing her at least one more time.
Nice.
And that is a big, great news for a lot of us that are fans of her playing that role.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I'm really intrigued by the idea of her getting to play this role under the James Gunn and Safran studios, because they do things a little differently. I think that James Gunn has proven he knows what audiences like, or he has a better idea of it than most directors do. Just watch any of the Guardians movies or any of the Suicide Squad movies, and I guarantee that there's going to be parts of, if you don't like the whole movie, there's going to be parts of them that are, you really like and that you haven't seen in another superhero movie before.
Yeah, so you can expect something different.
Yeah. And I think that's the only issue I have had with her. It's not her performance. It's the writing a lot of times that I don't think has been on point. It hasn't done justice to her performance. You get a third bite at the apple, maybe you get that.
Yeah. True story.
And I'm just a big fan of hers. I like her. I think that's really cool. Good for her. Good for the fan base. Taking a look at your what's going to be on your small screen, we brought this up earlier. The Lollapalooza live stream on Hulu begins today and goes through Sunday. I think it's one of the coolest things that Lollapalooza and Hulu have done, and I think more people should do this. Not everybody can get to a concert these days, and my summer has been booked, and I feel like I haven't done nearly enough this summer, and I was supposed to go to a concert Monday. Go see Pantera, my best friend, and I wasn't able to. Getting to do things like this, for us music lovers, is as close as we're going to get. And a big shout out to those artists, to Hulu, to everybody for doing this, because it's actually really well done.
So it's streaming live?
Yeah.
Cool.
Today through Sunday, you can see anybody who's performing at Lollapalooza, you'll be able to see them on the streaming service. And
wow.
I don't know if they're doing it again this year, but last year, like, say there was an act you missed, you got to see like a highlight reel on Hulu.
Ooh. Oh, cool. That is pretty awesome.
I think it's a cool idea.
Well, because there's so many bands at that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Even if you're going to it, you're not going to be able to see all those bands.
No.
Also, tonight at 7 o'clock, the start of the NFL football season. The NFL Hall of Fame game. The Cleveland Browns versus the New York Jets.
I'm so excited.
It begins, Melissa. It begins. I know you're not.
I'm trying to garner some enthusiasm.
I like the idea of you and I doing a sports show. You doing that. You doing the monotone with me doing all this crazy excitement. In every episode, I'm trying to get you excited. We might have some there. That might be
it. It would be a... at least entertaining for us.
Yes. Nobody else, but why not? And streaming on Peacock is the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, that I might would be interested in watching.
I know my dad is. A lot of people excited about that one. And no other live content because, of course, the writers and actors strikes are going on. Encourage you to learn more about that if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm. And we're starting to feel the hurt from it a little bit, yep. I think. And it's only going to get worse.
Yep. And hopefully these movie studios realize how good they have it, and they will do the right thing by the actors and writers, by us.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with 10 baby boomer complaints young people agree with.
Nice.
Commonality coming up.
Woo.
On the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. Here at WFHR, we hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining Melissa and I. Get you ready for your Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff coming up here. Melissa, let's dive right in.
All right.
10 baby boomer complaints young people agree with.
Let's hear them.
Someone asked Gen Zers and millennials to list things older generations got right or boomer complaints that they actually agree with.
Hmm.
Let's find some commonality between the ages. It's kind of funny, we were talking about ageism a little bit earlier, so here we go.
Yeah, things that bring us together.
Number one on the list, physical knobs. Buttons and dials are great. Not everything needs to be a touch screen.
Yes. 1,000 times yes.
Yes, I could not agree with that more. Yeah. Touch screens are cool, and they're really, you know, useful in certain situations. But I don't need them everywhere.
No, and they fail.
Yes.
And when they fail hard. And you can't do anything then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had it a couple of different format changes, or not format change. Well, yeah, we have had format changes, but we more so stuff like the equipment we use or
equipment,
programs we use. Sometimes we back in the day we had a touchscreen, and it was the first time I'd ever used one. But I would tap it, and it wouldn't do anything. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but radio is a little bit of a timing thing. and so I just stopped using it. I would use the mouse. I don't really rely. I don't trust touchscreen enough to where in this kind of job, I'm going to use it that often.
Right. Because as a half a second here or there makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to a party, bring something. Not enough of us do that anymore.
Yeah. Huh. Agreed.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, yeah.
Because there was a period of time there where everybody was like, no, don't bring anything. It's fine. We got everything covered. But I think it should come back.
Yeah, I agree. There's not enough parking. If a place doesn't have easy parking nearby, it's not worth going.
Right. If you got to walk 6 blocks to just get to the place you want to go to, geez.
I hadn't really thought much about that before, but yeah, I could see that. And
well,
I like
we're very much all about convenience.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Things should start on time, specifically concerts.
Yes. Yes, they should.
That is very frustrating. That is that is a very frustrating thing.
You know, I can understand 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if it's 15, 20, no.
I think a good example is one we're both used to. We're in plays all the time, and that play is going to start at 7, but some people are still shuffling in about 6:59, 7 o'clock, so you get going about 7:05.
And that's understandable, too, but also be on time for what you're going
to. Yes. 1,000 times, yes.
If you show up late, don't expect them to hold the show for you.
That, too. That's where my pushback was going to be on this, that I'm good with that being a rule, as long as we also have as a rule, you're going to be on time.
Right.
Music everywhere is too loud, including the mood music at stores.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need it to overpower everything. I would like to have a conversation with the person I'm next to without shouting at them.
Yeah. Yeah. And this goes double for bars.
Yes.
I want to be, if I'm going to the bar by myself or something, that's one thing. But the majority of us, we go to the bars and we're going with somebody and we want to be able to have a conversation with that person.
Talk to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I'm by myself, I'm going to bring earplugs.
Why does it feel like in these situations, the person like turns the music on and then leaves the building, like leaves the facilities and stuff? Because it doesn't feel like whoever's in charge of these things is ever actually in the building. Because if they were, they would know that you can't even think without, hearing this bass pounding or whatever.
Right. How are you supposed to hear drink orders if you're... people got to shout them at you.
And this is coming from two of the biggest music lovers in radio. and Melissa and I are saying this, for God's sakes. So it tells you so. Pets shouldn't be allowed in stores. Service animals are fine, but shouldn't be walking around TJ Maxx with a Great Dane.
I didn't know that this was a thing.
This is more of a thing in bigger cities. And I saw this a lot in California. My pushback on this is a big part because a lot of the times people would do this and bring them to a store and not knowing if that store allows this. So then the animal has to, because you are a knucklehead and because you just couldn't help but take your dog with you everywhere, because it's not about the dog, it's about having a fashion accessory, then the dog has to sit in the car.
You can't do. No.
Yeah. No.
Not okay.
Not ever okay. So to me, I don't see any reason for this. There are plenty of opportunities for you to bring your dog out into the world and bring them to different things. You don't have to force this. You don't have to drag this. Being a pet owner is a privilege, not a birthright.
Well, and you also need to be considerate of, like you said, do stores allow that? I would say the same about, visiting a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to your friend first about bringing your dog or family member. Because I personally feel it's rude to just show up at somebody's house with a pet and expect them to be okay with it.
Agreed, yeah.
What if their kid's allergic, or they are?
It's not fair. And like all of this, it should always come back to the animal, and it's not fair to the animal. It's not about you. It should be about the animal. That's being a pet owner. There are some similarities to parenting. When you're a parent, it's not about you. It's about the kids.
Right.
This next one, Melissa, I haven't looked ahead at this list, but I'm going to go on a limb and say this is my number one.
Okay.
You should not have to download an app for everything.
I agree with that. Yes.
Save 5% off if you download our app. You know what? I'll pay the 5%.
Yep.
It's not working. Stop
it. It's not worth it.
Stop marketing people. Stop it. It is not working.
We don't want a billion apps on our phones.
Now, there's a lot of people that are okay with scanning the QR code. That's a little different. That's gotten a lot more mainstream, a lot more people understand. I just whip out my phone and it sends me to the website. That's we've gotten a lot better with that. But this downloading apps thing has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
If people want to download your app, they're going to download the app. There is no incentive to download apps. People are going to do it or they ain't. Like, you can give people encouragement to do it. You can tell.
Sure, you can offer incentives, but if it's a do this or else.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody in human history has ever done things because you do that. They do it or else. Nothing gets done that way. Like, whether you're talking management skills or, not productively. Absolutely. Well said. Yes. It just doesn't work. Doesn't work. Mm-mm. You really want people to download your stuff. You really want people to download your apps. You got to incentivize them to do it with ways of the everyday things. I think Civic Media has done a fantastic job at this with their app, with the rollout of the app itself and then with the upgrades that they have made to it. People want to call in. You want to make it easier? One touch. Boom. There you go. You're right.
One button dialing.
Maybe you don't feel
sent
like
right to the station you're listening to.
Yeah. Maybe you don't feel like calling, so you want to text. You got that option on there, too.
Yep.
Maybe you're listening to this show, but you want to listen to something else, or you missed a show. It's all there for you right there on the app. It's 1, 2, 3. It's very convenient. You could choose your favorite one. We're not beating you over the head every 5 seconds. Download the app. Download the app. We're giving
I
you
mean,
reasons
we mention
to.
It now and then because our bosses do look at those streaming numbers and app numbers of downloads. Mm-hmm. So it's important to us, but we're not going to be like, well, if you download the app, we're going to give you blah, blah, blah.
I have had meetings and conversations with our owners talking about this, and I understand better than most how important these streaming numbers are to us still being able to do live radio in this area. And even with that, you don't hear me every segment talking about it because I know that's not the way to reach people.
Well, and we know that our listeners also listen on the radio.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, radio's a thing, James. Did you know that?
Yes, I do. I'm very proud to. Very proud to know that, yeah. Not all food needs to be gourmet or elevated. Just eat something.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, yeah. I don't begrudge
sometimes
people
sometimes it's
doing
nice.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from that. I think it's actually one of the cooler creative things people can do is working with food. But I do also think sometimes you just need a sandwich. Sometimes just a peanut butter and jelly's fine, you know.
Just a bowl of ramen.
Yes, a bowl of cereal, something like that, yeah. this one is a big one to a lot of people that I've heard from in recent year. Now that, in the last couple of years when people have been able to go out more and get back to restaurants, a lot of restaurants have gone to a QR code menu. On here, they're saying, give me a real menu. I don't want a scan or a QR code.
Well, it is kind of obnoxious to look through a menu on your phone.
It's not as easy to read for a lot of people, and it does seem like it's so much we're used to, and it's so much easier to, well, I don't know if I want this or this. And it's easier to flip between those things with a real menu.
Like on a plastic menu, yeah.
I will say, though, I can't ask my statement earlier about companies paying their employees more and everything. Some places are going to have to cut corners. And if that is, especially if you're a place that's updating your menu all the time, it might be a little bit cheaper and easier to do the QR code. If that means, if it means you're paying your employees more, I'm okay with it. then, yes, then I'm okay with it. But I almost want to know that going into it. Not that I want to be looking at your... as soon as I walk into the
sign
restaurant...
Sign when you walk in.
Yeah,
we have no menus because we decided to pay our employees more.
Actually, I think that might not be a bad idea, but no. I don't expect that. And I'm not expecting to, like, you let me look at your books, you know?
Like, right.
I'm going in back and seeing, yeah, you're not in the red here. You're like, but I would like to think a gentleman's agreement, sort of, if you will, that this is a, some, that this is a thing going forward. That,
well, and I would say that it's something that makes sense for a restaurant that changes their menu often.
Yeah.
But if you have the same menu all the time, just print some menus.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah.
Or at least have it up on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, that's not bad either. I like that. A lot of, it works for coffee shops, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And finally on this list, if you're setting off fireworks after 10 p.m. and it's not July 4th, you are a jerk.
You are a jerk.
You
yes.
are a jerk.
Yep. Yep.
100%. Cannot stress this enough. We've come far enough in society, okay? You really love mm-hmm. fireworks that much. You like seeing things explode. Pull it up on your phone. Pull it, go ahead. You got
watch
sound,
it on your you big screen TV. Yeah.
And no cleanup. And no cleanup.
Yep.
And more importantly, your neighbors, your veterans, dogs, yeah. all these animals, everybody is a lot better.
And then your EMS people and your cops don't have to show up to just check on what you're doing because guess what? It's illegal. If it leaves the ground, it's illegal. If it has more than a grain of explosive, it's illegal unless you have a permit.
There's one more honorable mention on here I wanted to get. The best way to leave any social situation is the double thigh slap. Then, well, best be moseying on.
It's totally Midwest, though.
It's so Midwest. It's so Midwest, and I love it. But it is yep. how a lot of conversations end.
Yep, slap your thighs. Well.
You got to get the uncomfortable silence for a good 5-second uncomfortable silence. And then yep. it's kind of like, all right, well, should be getting on the road. Should be getting out the door now.
It's about that time.
Oh, I'll get out of your hair. That's my favorite one. I'll get out of your hair. I like that one. That's a good one. That's good. We can all agree that is a great way to end a conversation. It's a classic. We're going to come back with a bunch of good stories of the day and local ones, in fact. And we got to that Ain't Right story. Plenty more for you. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We got to get to this That Ain't Right story so we can get to the good stuff, Melissa.
All righty.
It's an interesting one. In August, it's August, so the bar is high to talk about Thanksgiving. but leave it to the state of Indiana to force our hand on this one.
Okay.
A theme park in Santa Claus, Indiana, is developing a Thanksgiving roller coaster called Good Gravy.
Oh.
Where you have to race against time to help Grandma make her famous gravy and save Thanksgiving dinner. In a train shaped like a giant gravy boat.
Okay.
If you didn't know, the town of Santa Claus is home to a theme park called Holiday World and Splash and Safari. It's been around since 1946. It has areas that celebrate Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July. Well, it reminds me a little bit of the Nightmare Before Christmas. they just announced that they are adding the Good Gravy Thrill Ride to the Thanksgiving section next year. It's a corner called Stuffing Springs.
Cute.
Good Gravy was designed as a family boomerang coaster where a 3-year-old could potentially ride with their grandparents so it won't be too extreme.
Oh, nice.
My only I like this. My only critique of this is you should be wrap up the ride diving into gravy.
Diving, yeah.
Just flow it like the big water park rides. I've never been on one, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. But the ones where you're going through the water.
It splashes over you. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. I think it should be gravy. I think otherwise, I like this idea. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
To save Thanksgiving dinner.
It's a fun one. I like the idea of a ride that it does something. It's not just you're just on the ride and go, you know, screaming your head off and everything. I kind of
yeah,
like
it's not all about the thrill. There's actually a story.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of cool.
I had to look it up because it says your journey begins at Thanksgiving dinner at Grandma Gracie's house.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's renowned for her good gravy.
424-2600. Has anybody else heard of this before? Because I'm not saying this to be mean. I've never heard of this Holiday World and Splash and Safari. I've never heard
of it. No, I haven't either.
It sounds awesome, though. It sounds like a cool place. And it's Indiana. It's not that far from us.
Yeah, so. It's not that far away.
I would check that out. I'd go to that. That sounds like a fun idea for a theme park. I like it.
Uh-huh.
That is not bad at all. And, you know, pretty light, that ain't right story for the day. So, you know, in part because we don't need a huge palate cleanser today. We got good news. I mean, our Rafters are on a 4-game winning streak.
Whoop, whoop.
That is pretty nice. We're enjoying that. We're going to keep that going, too, because the Rafters are back in action tonight as they host Fond du Lac right here in Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
5:50, our pregame will start. Be sure to join Joey and Kevin for that. If you can get to the ballpark, we encourage you to do so. Enjoy the game. If you can't make it there, we got you covered. Every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right where it belongs here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets and find out more by going to northwoodsleague.com, and you can get your tickets right there at the Winterfield, right at the Raft House. Just go ahead and show up and get your tickets and enjoy a good game.
It'll be fun. Good time. Got to watch them. Yeah, they're going to get in the playoffs, right, James?
Yes. I believe so. I'm putting my name on that. I think that they're going to get in the playoffs on that. They got to win out. They got to really win here. It's not a guarantee, but I like the way things are looking for us. We're just a half a game behind first place Madison, and that I like our odds when it comes to that.
Yeah,
getting hot at the right time. Got a great one lined up for you for Midday Magazine today. Join us from 3 to 4 this afternoon. In part one, we're going to be speaking with Danita Carlson about the Alex C. Dove Memorial Concert coming up.
Oh, good.
It's going to be going on tomorrow. We're going to talk more about that. Looking forward to it. And one of our favorite people to talk to, Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension, going to be with us. Janelle is one of those people. I learn something every time she joins us. My dad really loves our segments. She talks a lot about your yard and your lawn, and my dad really gets into that. So we're looking forward to that conversation. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
Also wanted to mention, of course, the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
Indeed.
We are calling on all heroes. Encourage you to donate if you are able-bodied and you have done your homework and you feel comfortable doing this.
Yes.
We want you to be in on this one. We know that there is a shortage. We know that there is a need. And we know that not everybody can maybe put dollars and cents or volunteer or something. But the majority of us can donate blood. And I don't think that that's commonly known. So we encourage you to look into it, find out more, and learn more about blood donation in general. And get in on this. Take a selfie. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, take a selfie when you're doing that. And what else can they do with that selfie, Melissa?
Well, they can post it on their social media with the hashtag CivicPints. Mm-hmm. You then also can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and fill out an entry form there to be entered to win many prizes.
Yeah.
If you hashtag us, you get Rafters tickets, but do get entered for Brewers tickets or State Fair tickets or Civic Media merch.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody that's already participated in this. If you're looking for an opportunity, in Stevens Point today from 8:15 to 2:45, their blood donation center at 3201 C Main Street, you can show up over there and get donate some blood, take a selfie, and get in on this.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, I wanted to mention a couple of other great things that are Thursday staples. We have the farmer's market going on. It already kicked off about an hour or two ago. Go until 2 o'clock at First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggin Street.
Nice.
Really, really good one going on today. We encourage you to go check that out. And after that, or before it, however you want to do it, head on over to Lunch by the River.
Yeah.
It's going on every Thursday. Only got a couple more of these, everybody. We got another month of this. Enjoy some great food from Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch. A lot of that is down there for you. And our great friends at the United Way of South Windham's Counties are down there.
Yes. And they're doing Stuff the Bus today to try to gather school supplies to help with the Stuff the Desk initiative of getting kids school supplies this year.
A big thank you to them and all the volunteers helping out with that. Encourage you to find out more by going to uwswac.org. CEO of your United Way, Terry Johns, is going to co-host with me tomorrow. Terry and I will touch on this a little bit more and hear how the event went.
Yeah. And if you don't have school supplies to donate, they will take monetary donations as well.
And thank you for mentioning that, Melissa. It's an important part of this, too, because we know not everybody, may have kids. So maybe you weren't even doing any school supplying, but you'd still like to be able to invest in our future.
Yeah.
All of our future. It's a pretty great way to do that. Go ahead and encourage you to do so. You're also going to have some great music from Rumors down there. Yeah, big shout out to Rumors. Great band.
Awesome.
Check out more by going to uwswac.org, or you can find out more from the Chamber at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We don't usually have this. We got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take it real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning,
James. Oh, good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you could ask Jennifer Wojcinski what the wind chill is going to be today.
I'll try to find that out, Gary. Thank you for the call, sir. We'll try to find that out. We do know that the weather is going to be nice for lunch by the river. It does look like we're going to have some clear skies for that and everything. So knock on wood, everybody, all of us, everybody, right now. And wish them well with that event tonight. Hope that's a good one. I wanted to wrap up with this, Melissa. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park.
Yes. You can submit as many entries as you'd like.
Yeah, yeah. And as Madison told us earlier, you can even submit them over at the South Oconee Humane Society.
There's several places in town where you can drop off a paper form if you don't want to do it online.
Mm-hmm. You've got now until September 1st to drop them off at the Winter Park Aquatic Center, the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, and of course the South Oconee Humane Society.
And I believe the deadline that day is noon.
Yes, yes. That's a good thing to mention. It is noon on September 1st. I am excited about this. I have only not entered a name yet because I'm debating about the names that I'm thinking. I haven't really hammered this out yet, but I think it'd be fun if we as a station submitted the name.
Yeah, we should. We should.
We'll work on that. That's going to be
fun. Well, and then the fun thing that they're going to do is they'll pick the top, I don't know how many, shortlist, and the community then gets to vote again on the ones they want.
That's pretty cool. And a shout out to Mayor Blazer and his team. A great work there with that. That's going to be a lot
of fun. Yes, indeed.
Always fun hanging out with you, Melissa.
You too.
You have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good, James.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll have more midday. We'll have more mornings with WFHR coming up for you tomorrow. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.